22 Democrat-led states are challenging a new Trump administration student loan policy. The policy was designed to allow federal officials to block some public service employees from utilizing a student loan forgiveness program. The rule seems to be aimed primarily at organizations that work with immigrants and transgender youth. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the lawsuit at a press conference on Monday.
Let's be clear about what's really happening. Trump and McMahon want to reward loyalists and punish those who dare to speak out against him, to force us to bend to Trump's whims and bend the knee. This is just the latest example of Trump weaponizing our government to wage his culture war.
The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority when it added new eligibility rules for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. They say the new policy will worsen job shortages and create instability in state workforces. In creating the Loan Forgiveness Program, Congress explicitly defined the category of public servants who are eligible. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser argued at the news conference on Monday that the executive branch is working to undermine the role of Congress. He referred to this act as an affront to federalism, going on to say that in passing this rule, the Trump administration is attempting to override state sovereignty and chill policy initiatives it disagrees with. California Attorney General Bonta concurred, saying that this rule directly violates the Administrative Procedure Act and defies Congress's direction under the Higher Education Act.
Trump and Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon want to bestow the secretary with the unilateral, seemingly unchecked power to take away loan forgiveness from dedicated public servants by deeming their employers to have a, quote, substantial illegal purpose, end quote. A multi-billionaire Trump loyalist empowered to pull debt relief away from public servants who are counting on it. Let's call this what it is. Empowered to pull the rug out from under hardworking public servants. 911 dispatchers, EMTs, nurses, special education teachers, disaster relief workers, sanitation workers, and more.
Congress created the program with bipartisan support in 2007 to steer more graduates into lower-paying public sector jobs. It promises to forgive their federal student loans after they make payments for 10 years while working in government jobs or, in some cases, for nonprofits. More than 1 million Americans have had their loans canceled through the program, including teachers, firefighters, nurses, and public defenders who have received over $85 billion as of this July. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell discussed the origins of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program at a news conference on Monday.
When Congress created this program, they made a clear promise. If you devote at least 10 years of your life to serving people, that is, teaching our children, for example, protecting our communities, caring for the sick, or serving in government, our country would honor you by forgiving your remaining student debt. This promise was not a handout. It was a pact to recognize those who put purpose over paycheck.
Under the new rule, the education secretary would get the final say in determining whether a group's work has an illegal purpose. Bonta voiced his concerns.
The vague rule issued by the Department of Education opens the door for Trump to target any government or nonprofit organization it sees fit, as long as McMahon deems they have a, quote, substantial illegal purpose, end quote, an entirely subjective criteria with no further clarity, no guidelines, no guardrails for what exactly it means, and no basis. These programs that they are seeking to attack are not illegal. If allowed to stand, this rule would create widespread uncertainty and could deter student borrowers from pursuing a path in public service at all. And I don't blame them. They wouldn't be able to trust that the debt relief their government has promised them will actually come through.
The lawsuit asked the federal court to declare the policy unlawful and forbid the Education Department from enforcing it. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier, reporting from Washington.